Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year. It's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
It is 7:16, not a bad group to lead into this segment of our programming. Michael Paul and Gene Valentino on Friday morning.
Gene Valentino is in the house. The studio crowd excited. They can see him on Zoom, and he is looking mighty smart this morning, folks. He's got his really special T-shirt on. It's a Valentino thing you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, it's a Valentino thing. What can I say?
I like it. Good morning.
Good morning. What hour from now, Michael? About nearly 1 hour, 8:30 Central Time. Mr. Donald Trump goes into the courtroom again, New York versus Trump, while campus anarchy continues. Trump has to face these bogus charges in a New York court system. A massive coordination for Hamas and the upper echelon of the FBI. Biden's government stuck with their association with campus protesters, stuck with their affiliation with Antifa, anti-Jew rhetoric. We have even transgender flags being seen at these protests. I dare them to show those flags in Iran and the Gaza. What do you think?
Well, here's what they need to do. All of these people that want to support Hamas need to go to Palestine, to the Gaza Strip, and need to support them from there. And let's see how they feel about it after they've been there for about 10 days.
Well, President Trump has just won the next election, in my opinion. You've got poll numbers that exceed the worst of times for Obama, Jimmy Carter, and these numbers just outflank.
Even George Bush.
And George Bush.
Worst number.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, Bill Clinton solidly beat him. He has worse numbers than George Bush had.
Well, keep your eye on the Democrat National Convention, which is scheduled this summer in Chicago. I think there's going to be an attempt to go anti-Biden, not because they hate Trump, but because they absolutely despise Biden's position on not going far enough with the left of the Democrat Party, the Squad. The Squad has not moved off its rhetoric and shown some sympathy towards the attacks, the blatant attacks against the Jews on these campuses. And full stop. All of this accelerated when? Last October 7th, when 1,200 Jews were massacred over in the Gaza Strip border to Israel. This was a flagrant atrocity. It was an annihilation, and it's supposed to be swept under the rug. Full stop. Where are the hostages? This is a deflect and distract of your attention away from the principles that the Biden administration supports and has failed to remedy in the world scene, and now is stuck with this baggage as they approach an election. And here's Trump sitting in the courtroom with ranking higher than ever against these this Biden, who has only 3.5 minutes last night, came out and said anything significant about the wrong of the protesters on these campuses. I think we all agree, Michael, that it's okay for free speech and self-expression. But when your expression gets in my face and you impugn my ability to public access, when you impact my ability or intimidate me, you are in effect being violent and intrusive on my rights, and my rights are not subordinated to your rights. My rights are equal to your rights, and that's what Biden has failed to address. And don't tell me there's no deep state. Don't tell me that the tents in the UCLA campus with the same manufacturer looking the same as the tents in Columbia and Fordham and every place in between. Come on.
A couple of things here. Number one, we look at these arrests, and when we see that about 60% roughly of the arrests that have been made in these campus protests are people that are A, not affiliated with the university at all, and B, can be identified as people who are professional agitators. So we know that this is something that is being funded. And, you know, it's interesting. They asked the question, Peter Ducey asked the question to Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House briefing yesterday that, you know, he asked the question, are there groups that are supporting this? Who is supporting this? And is the White House interested in who's in who is supporting these things and funding these protests on these college campuses? You know, it was like, when you see her like take a deep breath, like she doesn't know what to say.
She's done an extremely bad job. It's an F grade in my scale. What?
She's horrible.
Oh, absolutely. And she's failed the nation. It's not just her own ability. She's failed the nation as well. And I think that to your point you just made, Michael, remember, Columbia University, 34,000 students. Here's the challenge. Almost half of them, 14,000, are on student visas coming in from abroad. What amongst that crowd are non-citizens smearing America, looking to propagate this polluted philosophy that America does not believe in? And why do we tolerate it? And how many of those student visa students are on student loans that the poor American citizens are paying for on their backs of hard sweat and work every day? And they're getting away with a free student, a forgiveness of a free student loan, and they're not even Americans.
Agreed. All right. So let's ask this question. So the Gaza Strip, where you have all of these Palestinians who are supportive of Hamas and who supported this action that they took against Israel that killed all the innocent people, you got all these people that are back down now into the very corner of Gaza because Israel has pretty much taken over the rest of the Gaza Strip. But yet you do not see any countries like Egypt, who borders that, by the way, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan. None of these countries want to have these Hamas rebels, these Palestinians, whatever you want to call them. They don't want them. They will not let you ought to see. And I saw pictures the other day of the border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. It looks like a war zone. It's like they have landmines and barbed wire and Constantina wire. They do not want these people. Why won't they take them? Ask that question to yourself.
That is the perfect question. More insulting, why is President Biden thinking of giving a clear pathway of all of the same Palestinians to the United States, becoming refugees here with a pathway to becoming citizens? Come on.
So wait a minute. So we want these crazy people And you got to be honest when you talk about this. These folks from Palestine are a little crazy, and Egyptians know it, Emiratis know it, Jordanians know it. They all know that these people are a little on the crazy side. They lean crazy. What are we doing? What are we thinking by allowing some of these people to come That's right. here to the United States? What is going on in the mind of Joe Biden and his staff and the folks that are pushing this? What is wrong with these people?
And is there no small coincidence, Michael, that the prince of Saudi Arabia not too long ago was on a pathway?
He was on a pathway to
bringing a relationship back to normal with Israel. Iran came unglued about that. It's at that time Iran started accelerating through Hamas, one of its agents,
exactly.
a complete attack against Israel. And there we go again, deflecting your attention away from peace, back toward violence, back towards the atrocities we're dealing with right now. No, we just gave a pathway for President Trump to re-enter and fix this overnight, and the Democrats are going to have the meltdown, a historic meltdown of a lifetime, and they should. How many are leaving the Democrat Party because of this nonsense? Look to the squad. They will continue to support pro-Hamas, anti-Jewish rhetoric. And it's in our Congress. We, the people, must step up now and get rid of the bad actors in our legislative system to save the constitutional republic here first, not to mention our border, and then be generous and benevolent as we've been historically for a century to the rest of the world, but not until we get our border fixed and our own legislative and administrative team repaired. Excuse me, I forgot the judiciary. Half the judiciary needs an enema, and they need a new set of prosecutors and DAs as well. Ergo, what we see in New York City right now with our good friend Donald Trump.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this. So this week, we've been discussing this off and on the morning show. Chad and I have talked about it. We talked about it with Congressman Michael Guest, who is, you know, we have two congressional districts in our listing area, and Congressman Ezell and Congressman Guest both represent us. Both of those guys sort of have that feeling. Now, I wasn't exactly politically aware, let's just put it like that. Back in the 1960s, I was a small child. You're a little older than me. Ted is our institutional guy. He agrees with what I'm about to say. And in that, I feel like I'm getting some vibes from the 1960s when Johnson decided that he was not going to run, probably because he was going to get beat. But more importantly, he didn't run. And Republicans with Richard Nixon had the largest victory that Republicans have ever had in this country electorally. And things changed for a long, long time in this country. I feel those vibes today. Do you get that same vibe?
We've said it. Yeah, the door is swinging back, and I think you're correct. I think we will see a return with the electorate to a Republican conservative environment, much greater than the Reagan and Bush eras, where Republicanism came back in on the heels of some angst, some heartburn that had been proliferated under the Democrat administrations preceding. I think we're in for a major, what I referred to in the past as a mass formation transition, a psychosis which will fall by the wayside, conservative stable behavior, and a respect for America, George Washington's statue with the Hamas scarf on it the other day and the flag. It was the most insulting thing. Shame on us if we tolerate that. We're stronger than that. We're Americans.
I had a lunch yesterday with a black American, an old friend of mine, very solid Democrat, who told me that Donald Trump is going to get elected, that black men in this country have had enough of this nonsense, and they're starting to figure it out. I'm telling you, things are changing, Gene, very quickly right before our eyes. And the people that are in charge have not either not recognized it or they're not smart enough to realize what's going on here. But I think
I know who's smart enough. It's Ted Tibbett. He's got something stronger than the garden hose that he's going to pull out.
Where are you?
I'm having a Bloody Mary listening to you guys.
Okay, Gene, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great weekend, bro. Hey, maybe
you too.
I'll see you tonight.
I'm going to Biloxi.
Be autographs tonight at the Hard Rock, if you want to come by.
I'll be there.
Sound like a partay, 7:30.
Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing and it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from The Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at The Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. It's called, and that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.